As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the post-pod sift spoil. We're going to talk about all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, and post-credit sequences.
They all die.
From Barbarian. Speaking of resurrections, you can't kill Mama. Mama keeps coming back.
Wait, what?
Yeah. She should have died a million times, right? Like, am I wrong here? Like,
I don't know. Like, are they saying, like it? Because, I mean, like, so I don't know what the. So, I don't know. How are we going to go about this? Are we going to explain what we're talking about first?
We just talk.
Spoiler free.
Okay. If people are listening to this, we figure they've seen the movie so they can follow along.
So I'm guessing, this character played by the actor Richard Brake, we meet him like in the past and he's going to like buy like diapers and stuff at this store. And then we find out he's like stalking women and whatnot. So, and then eventually the main like monster or whatever of this movie is like, I guess it's like someone who's been like through several generations of like inbreeding and... Mm-hmm. And so it looks kind of like it turns into like a Wrong Turn sequel or something. Like that's kind right. of
inbreeding gives you superpowers.
Yeah, this that's what I'm saying. So is that what it's saying? Fact. Like,
that's all I missed. That's all the explanation was.
Did you see her get shot?
No. Well, at the end, as soon as the credits rolled, when she got shot in the face.
No. Did you see our protagonist get shot by Justin Long?
Oh no.
So, yeah, she goes back in. She runs her car after the police. She goes in and gets her keys, and she's on her way out when she just decides she can't leave Justin Long in there. And so she goes back, and I forget how she runs over.
That's how she runs into the house. She runs into her right by the house, and the mama gets trapped between the car and the house, basically.
Right. Right.
And then she goes in to get Justin Long, and Justin Long thinks that it's just the mother coming back down, so he just shoots because it's really dark
there. You missed everything because you also probably missed how he got the gun, which is he found the original serial killer.
Richard Brake. Yeah, Richard Brake is down there. He's a lot older. He's got prosthetics on and stuff. So I don't know how many years have passed, but
there was a moment where
he was being held captive?
No, I think he just stayed. He was living down there.
He just lived down there, but he was on death's door, and so he kills himself. And then Justin Long takes the gun that he killed himself with, and he's trying to get out, and comes on what's her name and shoots her. And so
it makes sense in the situation. It's really dark. He doesn't, have a way to really see who it is, so he just shoots first. And then he ends up shooting her. And then he kind of becomes like, you think he's going to save her. And then, of course, there's that scene where he pushes her off the roof or whatever to save himself.
Yeah. But he gets his just desserts. In his room, he's got hundreds, maybe thousands of VHS tapes.
Yeah, they just have names on them.
Names, and not names, but like, you know,
oh, that's right.
Blonde with red skirt, or, you know, or whatever.
And it's like the people he kidnapped or something.
Yeah, and like Justin Long puts one of them in, and he's like, what the hell? Like, he's, you know, he's like, what kind of monster are you? Which is obviously a little ironic. But
did he put him in the room with the bucket and the camera?
No,
and
it's a different room.
Well, then what was that room for?
I assume he just
for storing people, I guess.
I think that's where he filmed stuff. And then there was like the breastfeeding room, where I guess that tape was just playing nonstop
in the cages. Yeah,
yeah, in the cages. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know why.
You don't know why he was just a.
He was just a serial killer. He was just a sick dude.
I mean, but then the whole monster mama thing.
Just several generations of inbreeding.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you can poke a lot of holes in this. That's why I'm saying I like the way it was structured. But like, if you start thinking about like how is like, so other people have stayed at this Airbnb and nothing's ever happened to them. Like, these are the first people that this has happened to. Like, that doesn't make sense. And, like, the fact that the mother came upstairs that first night, but didn't do anything to either one of them. Like, why didn't she kidnap them then? Like, it just, there's a lot of stuff like that where I'm just like, that doesn't make sense.
And I just got to throw this out there. I absolutely hate the cliche of the cop who could not be bothered.
Yeah, that was a super generic.
This is what I was talking about when it gets so tropey there at the end with the cops who can't be bothered.
I mean, I think that's a comment on just police in general. I think that's what that is.
Sure.
But
the monster who you think is dead that comes back to life and bursts through a wall, and
the fact that they would leave her in that in that area, that at least they would put her in the car or so, I would think. Maybe I'm wrong. People are going to be listening to this.
I've never been to Detroit. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't either. and I can't figure out why that Airbnb was still going. I mean, there was not another like livable house in that entire street. That just doesn't make sense to me. But once again, I don't know what's going on in Detroit. I know there's a lot of problems, and
that is accurate. That part, Detroit, you can find homes for
house
a
dollar. For free. Yeah.
I understand that, but I'm just saying I don't know how an Airbnb operates.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, I just don't know how that's, and maybe it wasn't, maybe not many people were using it, because we found out the reason Bill Skarsgård was there because he was like trying to maybe buy some of those homes and fix them up. I can't remember what his deal was.
It was a
collective of musicians, and they were like finding rundown areas of Detroit and doing like a collective community kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that's why he was there. But I did.
Which
but I
just
want to
happened
get...
to be the documentary that she was there to apply for.
Wait, you said that the guy who owned the house had prosthetics and stuff?
Well, the guy that owned the house was Justin Long, because he was going to Detroit because he needed to sell some properties.
Right.
So he had money.
So that was his B&B. Well, then. So that guy who had the house initially, he just decided, I'm just going to go downstairs
and built a dungeon. I have no idea.
The character that they go to the fire with, and there's that moment where he's like,
the homeless guy.
No, she would never come in here.
And then
the
Kool-Aid.
I love that, by the way.
Hated it.
I thought that was funny.
I don't know. I thought, I wasn't a fan of that part, but, well, only because it was just so obvious what was about to happen. I don't know. It just, the whole thing felt very obvious to me. But earlier, he says something to them along the lines of, or maybe it's just to her, she's not even the worst thing in there.
And yes, she was.
And I was like, that's what I'm saying. Decrepit old man? Like, I almost thought, wait, are we dealing with like a cabin in the woods situation where like there's all types of crazy monsters in there? And it just,
Also, like, she is a product of something that is not her fault, and it's really awful.
Right.
And so there is sympathy there for her, right? She's kind of like Frankenstein's monster or something, where it's not, you know, she has become what she's become, but, you know, she didn't ask for this, you know. And she is, in her mind, like, she's trying to take care of them. Like, you know, she's, you know, wants them to nurse out of that bottle. And then when Justin Long won't do it, she breastfeeds him, which I could have really done without imagery in my mind for the rest of my life. But
Well, just I don't know if it helps, but Mother is played by Matthew Patrick Davis.
Oh, wow.
That is obviously all prosthetics.
Oh, so yeah. No. I knew that. I didn't know it was a guy, but I knew there was prosthetics.
Yeah, they had to get a super tall guy who did it. And if you would have told me that that scene was coming after the first third of this movie, that's a different movie. What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, it doesn't feel at all like the same movie.
Yeah, it doesn't. And I agree that, and I think this is why I can't quite get to really full on like, because I do think there's too many questions that you have to ask some of that. But I'm just saying, for an experience in a movie theater with a bunch of other people, and we're all like kind of on the same level watching it, like we're all just surprised and stuff. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever watch this movie again, other than like if we sent it, and I'm sure I'll be assigned it if we do. But I would not just want to. I don't think I would just pop this in when I was at home alone. Well, I might show it to friends that haven't seen it, just be like, "Hey, you got to check this shit out." But I mean, I wouldn't just. That's not one I'm going to revisit. I don't think purposefully. So
if we do send it, the only other thing that I had in my brain to say now that we're in spoilers is the most ridiculous corruption of physics I've ever seen in the end of a movie.
Don't worry, I can fall faster.
I can fall faster than her and get underneath her before she hits the ground.
But
from what? 40 feet up? 50 feet up?
Yeah, it was a while.
She didn't even jump off. Like, she should have hit the ground before Mother even jumped off.
And I don't know how Justin Long knew that would work. Like, I couldn't figure that out either. But I did like that shot. That's a great shot, though, where she's diving.
Right.
It's just the thing of beauty. If you like, but it's ridiculous how she got under her, and then is still alive because like you said, if you generations of inbreeding, you become a superhuman.
That's how it works.
That's kind of how it is in horror movies, because those long term movies, they seem to be stronger than everybody. But she she pulls Justin Long's head apart.
Yes, his skull in half.
That was pretty good effects. I mean, I'll give him credit on that. But it was just like I don't even know what this movie is anymore. And it was like it was partly like that's ridiculous, but also that kind of fits with the way this movie's become. So I don't know. I guess it just depends on whether or not you're willing to stay on board. And I totally get it if you're not. And like I said, I think Ian said you guys were just a couple people. So I mean, I really do think.
Yeah.
My opening night theatrical. I think the theater itself made me like the movie more than I probably would have otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens.
Of course.
I mean, it's
like
Avengers Endgame. It's really hard. This is not that. I'm not trying to say that, but I'm just saying Avengers Endgame, being with a large crowd, hearing, on your left or whatever he says, that's just. I didn't have people applauding and crying, but I mean, it was still everybody was just, just an interesting experience to have with a theater that maybe you don't have when you watch it on your own. And I think this is that kind of horror movie where it helps if you have a crowd, which that's actually true for a lot of horror movies, to be honest. But
I don't remember. I don't remember Thanos force breastfeeding.
That should have
Captain
happened.
America, but
I'm surprised that hasn't been a meme. I mean, they already did
I am. Engorged.
Isn't it like the thirsty Thanos meme or whatever, where he's just kind of sitting there?
I am
something like that.
Inedible.
Inedible.
Yeah. Okay, so I did some quick calculus here. So the average inbred monster would have to weigh 3,750 pounds in order to reach maximum velocity.
What?
To get underneath.
What website are you on?
Wait, what are you talking about?
So
weight has nothing to do with how fast you fall.
I was doing a joke and you guys didn't go along with it. Yeah.
No, it was definitely funny.
Got it. It was.
Nope, you ruined it. I quit.
All right. Sorry. All right.
I'll see you guys in the next SIF spoiler. Actually, no. Seriously, when I was talking about earlier how I like there was a dynamic change, like gender expectations and stuff, I like how, everybody knowing going into this movie and is portrayed so well with the Bill Skarsgård character, how the women can seem vulnerable and, in danger. I like how the movie changes everything, and now you have this female monster thing, but, it's like she has the physical intimidation factor about her. She could overpower you. So, and if, correct me if I'm wrong, she only has killed men, right? In this movie, I don't know if it's intentional, but she only kills men, right?
I think that's all we see.
I think we only...
Yeah, it's just, it's just Skarsgård and Justin Long. Oh, and the homeless guy.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate the cops weren't still there, because I would have been more than happy to see them get their heads like bashed in together. God, that Skarsgård thing, though, that's the thing. I mean, you go from like, that's what I was talking about, that smash cut, because you go from like, if anybody's listening to this that hasn't seen it, the Georgina Campbell character goes downstairs, finds this other room in the basement, because she gets trapped in the basement because this stupid thing where the door closes. It's the most, that's a silly horror thing that I hate.
Yeah.
And she finds this other room, and there's like a bed and a bucket and a camera. And then she, Bill Skarsgård gets back to the house. So he lets her back in the house. And then that's interesting, because then you're trying to figure out, what if, you know, maybe Bill Skarsgård owns this house and he's acting like, you know, he's the, you know, so you still kind of think he might be involved. He ends up going down there to see what she saw. And then he ends up finding these other rooms. And then you can hear him screaming her name. And then she goes down there and finds him. And he says, there's somebody else down here. And right as that happens, Mama shows up, bashes his head and just crushes it in the wall. Like, it's just like, it's like lasagna or something all of a sudden.
That was such a shocking sequence.
And then it's smash cut to Justin Long driving on the freeway in LA, singing this stupid song. It's the weirdest thing. And it's like, I swear, but I kind of love it, because you don't even have like time to like process anything. And there is something kind of interesting about that. And then the movie kind of stays on that kind of insanity level pretty much for the rest of the film. So
I have one more thing that I forgot to mention in the main review that I'm going to mention right now. You don't get to both have your character look at a dark hallway and go, nope, and make it into a thing like they're super smart, and then also have them go into the dark hallway and make dumb decisions the rest of the entire movie.
She doesn't want to, like, I guess both times she's trying not to leave somebody behind, but I don't know. Like,
she makes so many dumb decisions. But,
which is interesting, because she does that mirror thing with the mirror, which I thought was pretty fascinating. I'm like, well, that's cool. Like, good for you, because she didn't have like a flashlight or whatever.
Speaking of physics, this is true. That's not how mirrors and light work.
Probably not, but it still looked cool.
Yeah, that's not a bit. But yeah, it was actually, it reminded me of The Mummy. Do you remember The Mummy? They had those mirrors that they used to light the whole house. It was ridiculous, but it was a cool effect.
Light increases in luminosity the more mirrors it hits, apparently.
Of course.
And I just, for some reason, Bill Skarsgård, he kept saying, you're telling me there's a bed and a bucket. He just kept saying that like over and over.
You can't have a bed and a bucket in the same room, like, John. Everybody knows this.
He's like, you know, and that's also, that scene's interesting, because that's also kind of the whole idea that, like, you know, we don't believe women,
right?
And,
believe the victim.
I find that, I mean, I think that's interesting. I think there's some stuff in there. There's some things that I think are well done, and they're not like beating you over the head with it either. It's just kind of, you know, in the movie. But yeah, I mean, it's and then it just turns into like this insane thing, and you know, you're either on board or you're not, or you're slightly on board, I guess, like me and Andrew were. So,
well, there you go. There are some thoughts, some spoiler thoughts on Barbarian. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you the next time we want to ruin something for you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.